Page 64. First, I want to just look at one thing here on page 63. Okay, page 63, have it. Mm-hmm. Oh, say, I'm Bechavos Das. Shekareya, the Tatoi Gova, Rak Bolea Chalomachame. He has a very interesting point. The Tatoi Gova, we say we have two pieces, one hot, one cold. If the bottom is hot, I say the bottom hot warms up the top one, and you have to deal with it as if they're both hot. He says it doesn't really make the top one hot. It just makes a blea as if it was hot. But not that it becomes really hot. What's the difference? He said, I know. He said, the difference is that you have three pieces. Tachton Cham, the bottom one is hot. Shtei al yonot sonoro, the two top ones are cold.
So only the
bottom two have a problem. Okay. The bottom and the middle one. But we don't say the middle one becomes really hot. Now the top one gets hot. Okay. So he says, as Shtel Yonot Sonot, the two top ones are cold. As I attacked on them, so I bolim zem zuv. There's a blia as if they're both hot from the bottom to the middle one. Bechtei kulo, dov shomein, or bechtei netilo. You come up and well, Yonot them said the middle and the top one, enum bolim zuv klal. The shtein adain sonot. I am el bot aleph. Okay. לפי החבוס דאס, בתותו גובה, כשתחתון החם, יש בלי רק מחמס חום דתחתון. אך אם צויס נשאר סונה. So basically what he's saying is, the bottom is hot and it's so powerful it goes into the middle one which is cold. Not that the middle one itself becomes hot. Okay. עלי בית, צורך חומד, בבייס חתיך הזו בצד זו, we have them one next to the other, that was a discussion. Shablia rakidei kliba liba de rama, Mishumiku hazemishat sonenet makarera de tachamisha bitsida, kilo haito mitachta, Mishmach belord rakidei kliba. Vachia achavadat, tatoi gova havidin blia bali chalotin bishul. Hilo haio bishul, lachor haito machamemet et emtsoris avitsu machnel yona. Ein shamra. Probably, tatoi gova is not really bishul. Because if it would be bishul, I would probably say that the middle one does get hot. But the Chavos Das is saying the middle one stays cold. What happens is the bottom one is hot, it has the power to send it into the middle one. So it overcomes the barrier of the middle one being cold, but the bottom one being hot, that has the power to do it. But not that the middle one actually turns hot. Okay. Okay, next, page 64. Okay. Amachaber posak that Sli also kidei netila. He passes that Sli makes an issue of netila. Okay, they're both hot. Now the Sittes posak Malicho Seris Rakadei Klipa. Right. Mim Gemara, Malich Harei Kisot Roseach. Malich is like it's cooked hot. That's the expression. Kovash Rekam Avushol. If it's soaked for 24 hours, it's like cooking. Zed and Machab Hevchin, Bein Roseach, the sleep of Bein Roseach, the Malich, the Shia Blia, Mach is where the Malich Ein Roseach, the Din Roseach, Mamish Kitzli. And within the suyin b'tliya son and the shul b'chtei klipa. It seems on the mechaber, since he says real tzli is netila, and malicha is just klipa, that melicha really, the word roseach in the Gemara, according to him, is lav dafka. He wouldn't call it really roseach, because it doesn't go as much as a roseach. It does a bliya, but basically it's a bliya of a cold bliya, not a hot bliya. Omnam andam enoch.
What's roteach?
What?
What's roteach?
Teach is at.
Oh, okay.
So it says, the Gemara has the expression, Meliach harehu kiroseach. Meliach is like it's hot. But since the Mechaber passes that it's much less bliya,
yeah,
then it's not hot.
Okay.
Now, and the Menachos, he says, because the more Menachos, Daf Chav Aleph. Okay, and the Menachos, Daf Chof Aleph, he said, says there, Kivan the Moche Naftalei Mutar is Dan. Amazim Reb Chanina, Dan should Bishto Eina over all of. Reb Yochanan Omar, Amazim, Dan should Moche Eina over all of. The Gemara says there that if you take blood and you salt it, it loses the issue of blood. It's not, it doesn't have its original form of plain blood. Therefore, it doesn't have the aveira of the Torah. Same thing with cooked blood. So the Rashi over there writes, "Damshet ben dechum ben dekotchim ba'och ena ova alav lechiva Torah el al adam harola kapar dam kotchim mishabish lo chazer the milsei nafik mitoras dam maliach harei kiroseach." He says, "Dam you only chayiv." Dam you can put on the mizbeach. If you cook blood, it's possible for the mizbeach. It's not called dam. Meliach is like it's hot. So Rashi seems to explain that meliach removes the din of blood as it, because it's hot. Because Rashi compares it to cooking blood. The same way that cooking blood removes the issue of blood, same way Meliach, because it's Roseach, also takes away the issue of dam. So Rashi apparently takes it much more literally, that when the Gemara calls Meliach to Roseach, it has some kind of heat quality. So really, according to this Rashi, it would have made more sense that Melicha should create Bliya of Kedei Netila, like a tzli, not just kedei klipa.
Why would that be?
Because if it's really hot, then it should be netila.
The
melicha.
Didn't Rashi just say that no, it's not regarding?
Rashi said that it is hot, and that's why it makes the blood of kachin pasul, the blood. Therefore, it's not considered blood for the aveira, blood. Rashi this somehow brings in the idea that Meliach is a verse. He could have just said that blood has to be original blood to get the aveira of eating it. It can't be really changed its appearance or its format or its taste. So salting is a special thing. But Rashi there doesn't say that. Rashi says that salting blood removes the issue of blood, because salting has a din of a roseach, of being hot. So then according to that Rashi, by blood, when it comes to bliya, I shouldn't have paskin like them. He probably wouldn't say like the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that blood only does klipa. And tzli, which is really hot, the Mechaber says does netila. So he apparently, the Mechaber feels that salting is not hot. Salting is some kind of cold bliya. But the fact that Rashi, by over there by Dan, brings in this idea of Roseach, Rashi seems to hold that blood is hot. If blood is hot, I mean salt is hot. If salt is hot, then it should create a bliya of Netila. But some Mishanim say it does. Some Mishanim claim that sorting does create material. We don't pass it. Okay. Ein betoisvus, at the end of this big paragraph, ein betoisvus, a kosu, did sleep or lay a kadena tila, and then a lacham a turks and a kaden klipa, to serf did sleep all at fe. So according to that Tosfos, whenever something's called Oseach, it's Netila. So according to that Tosfos, since the Gemara calls Malicha Oseach, it should have been probably be Netila. Now, okay, so this is one discussion about Malicha being Oseach. Now he's going to talk about some other part of this discussion. But he wants to analyze here the Rav is to what, how much is it like Roseach? How much is it like hat, and how much is it a thing by itself? Not because it's necessarily hat. Hat is an expression. It doesn't mean it's really hat. So first discussion here was the din of blood, that blood, with sorted blood, loses the issue of blood. Rashi says it because it's called hat. It's like cooked. Okay, so that Rashi would be something to show that it's really has like a cooking or heat level. Also, it brings up in this first paragraph that you should have then said that the blia of a malicha would be natila, not klipa. It would be more, it would be like hot foods. Right. Now next, second paragraph. Ein mechaber siftes. He paskins that dav shamin, if it's oily, you should mahachin malicha to make the blia go kula, not just klipa. Okay, the mechaber says oily something, not kosher, but oily. If there's malicha, it'll send the blia all the way through. It'll go kula, like real cooking. The Rama, however, brings a shita that says that malicha only asks kadei klipa, even if it's oily. If it's really tzli. That oily things goes kulo. Okay, so then the Ramah, it's not, the Ramah has an opinion that you don't say oily things go kulo by salt. Oily things definitely go kulo by roasting and baking, but in salting it's a machlokes, it seems. The Machaber says it does go kulo if it's oily and salt. And the Ramah has a suffix. He brings down, he himself is machmer that it does, but he brings down an opinion that it's only klipa. You don't say oily things spread kulo by salt. There's an opinion like that. So we can say that, what's the basis of this machlokes? So according to the Machaber, malicha is considered hot. If it's hot, it goes kulo. If it's oily. The Ramah quotes that opinion that malicha doesn't spread like that with oily things. He must think that the belief of malicha is cold. It's not hot. Therefore, you can't compare it to baking or broiling. Therefore, it doesn't spread if it's oily by malicha. Okay. So that's the second area where this question becomes an issue. If there's, we say oily things go kulo with malicha. If it's considered hot, then I will. That's what the Machaber passes.
And that still raises the same question of if it's, if it's considered hot, would it need to be oily for it to?
Right, then why is it only klipa? It should be netila. No, because even hot, if it's dry heat, it doesn't go kulo, it only goes netila. But malicha, right.
So
you have a parrot or the tila, yeah, right. So you have a parrot that's in the Machaber, right. Okay. Next. Then you have another machlokes. Do you say tatoi gava by malicha, which we just read about? If it's oily and the top is salty and the bottom is not, so the Machaber says you apply the rule of tatoi gava. Ramah says you don't. That would be okay. You could say the Machaber holds Malich is Oseach, is hot. If it's hot, I apply the rule of Tatoi Gavar. of had on top and cold on the bottom. But the Ramah, he doesn't think like that. He thinks that Melicha is a din of cold Bliya, and that's why there's no din of Tatoi Gova. Okay, there's problems in terms of consistency, that the Machaber is paradoxical, maybe the Ramah. He doesn't sound that, but he just mentions. Yeah, he asked this question on page 65, your question, top of page 65. It says, Sochin, the Machaber, the Sora, the Maliach, the Kiviseach, Mamush, Binugela, Papua. The Machaber says Meliach is hot and it makes things oily spread. That's called papua, right? Oily things. And also by tatoi gova, then something in the bottom is cold or doesn't have salt, it cools off the salt on the top. Then why does he say only kedei klipa? It should have been kedei netira. He leaves this with a question. Okay, another few interesting sources about this question of Melicha. Is Melicha considered sort of hot, or is it really just cold? In terms of the din of the Bliya. So he has here a Rambam, page 65, next paragraph. Ayin Rambam, Zelashon Abasa Novela Meliach. He had Basa, which is trade, which has salt. Shenibalim Abasa Shut, which is called Shemit, who touched it. A razor nasab comes also. Shum happens in the veil and blast the good first ashuda, because the veil travels from one piece into the kosher piece. And he says the Eshlam of Kanola Tamla, it's hard to figure out how much actually travels. I don't know exactly why, but anyway, it travels, and we don't know exactly how much. Maxwell and Licho Seres the Kulo, Kamo Bishop, Chalmadin, Belias Hosea. Somehow, by saying he doesn't know how much travels, he's sort of opening the doorway to say that Melicha might be a bishop. Do our Kalamadam. Okay. How is it not for me? Maybe maybe he's talking about all this stuff. I don't know. Anyway, the Rambam seems to maybe hold it so it's some kind of heat. Okay, next. Oy ayin v'dinim alicha. Inim gmo psochim, alicha kiroseach. The last paragraph on page 65. Alicha kiroseach, if it's not the nechal masmocha. It's so salty that you can't eat it, the Gemara says. Basically says that means it's salted in order to, let's say, preserve it. You know, let's say it's like hot dogs or salami. It's very salty. That's how it stays fresh. And the Tam says what it means is the amount of salt you would use to get blood out of it. The Rechava says I need that amount of salt to get out the blood, but it has to sit in the salt a while. Some person can hold that Melicha does bleed even right away. It doesn't have to sit there at all. Okay. Since Rashi says you have to wait with it, you have to make it so salty that it'll be preserved, it sounds like it's kind of a heat process. Since, but the Rabbeinu Tam says, it's enough to get rid of the blood, but it happens right away, the bleeder. Maybe he holds it's a cold process. In other words, there's a machlokas, does the salt have, as we spoke about a little bit before, how long does this thing have to sit in the salt for the bleeder to transfer. Rabbeinu Tam says right away. Rashi says it has to sit there a while. So maybe sitting there a while gets it hot. If you say Melicha has to turn it to some kind of heat, maybe that takes some time. That's why Rashi says that it sit there for a while. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, it happens right away because basically it's a bleeder under cold bleeder. Okay, that's another idea. Also, this happens to be a machlokes in Machab and Ramon. Machab says it has to sit there a while in the salt, and Ramon says it happens right away. Machab seems to feel that, you know, it has to get some level of heat. He said that before, that the point of the Machab. It sounds more like a heat process. Okay? He did kufay. That's the end of that. Okay. Okay, let's do some kufav.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay.
Just have to make sure that
we got kufav, page 65 and page 66 in the notes.
I don't think
you
did it in
Shachnat. What?
You didn't do it in Shachnat.
No,
I didn't do it
in Shachnat. Well, we'll stumble. Yeah. I wanted to finish. I wanted to start Basa B'chalav soon. Let's read the Mechaber Kuvav. Chaticha Shabala Issa V'hein Bo Shishim. Okay, you have a piece that the absorb something that kosher, there's no 60. So the piece became maser. Now this piece fell into some pot cooking. So the blia goes from the piece into the pot. It's like a soup of some kind.
You're saying for salt, meaning from the stuff.
The piece was balea.
Yeah.
And now it goes into a pot full of kosher soup, whatever. So the flavor in the piece is going to go into the soup. Right? So you don't say you need 60 against the whole piece, because you don't say chaticha nasas nevela according to the machab. You just need 60 against what was absorbed. So let's say my piece of meat. Let's say I have this piece of kosher whatever kosher knedel. Okay, it's two kazais, and it absorbed in it some oil, which is not kosher, which is one kazais. This goes into a pot of kosher chicken soup, and it's cooking. So I say the oil goes out, and you need 60 against the oil. You don't need 60 against the knedel. The knedel is just a carrier. You don't say chaticha nasas nevela on the carrier. That's how the Mishulchan Aruch passes. You only have to look at the amount of not kosher oil which was in the knedel. You don't have to worry about the knedel itself. So in that chicken soup, you need 60 against the oil, or 60 against the blia, not against the chaticha. Okay. So im yesh b'meshen b'gdeva mitzuruf ima chaticha as meshishim k'neged isa b'lua b'amutra mashe b'gdeva. Okay. So he says if you have 60 in the soup together with the knedel against the oil, now that you put the knedel into the soup, now I need 60 against the oil, not against the knedel. That 60 against the oil, you'll count the knedel with the 60. So now the soup will be mutter. But I'll say the oil spreads. If there's 60 against the oil, everything is it'll be mutter. What about the knedel itself? So I'm a chaticha atzma asur, the original piece which had the oil, that knedel stays asur. The oil doesn't go out completely. In other words, let's say you had this knedel was a two kazaisim, and the oil got into it was one kazais. It got into this pot. The pot, let's say, has 60. Okay, so the oil of the oil spreads is bottle in the pot because it's 60-1. Now, can I eat the knedel? She says, no. The knedel you can't eat. That knedel, even though I say the oil spread, it doesn't mean that every last drop of oil left the knedel. No, it spread all the way through. There's still a little bit of oil left in the knedel. And there's a special rule in Taroves, and the knedel, when you pick it out of the pot, it's a separate, it's its own Taroves. But now it doesn't have a kazayis of oil, it only has a trace of oil. But now it cannot be bottled, because there's no bittel unless it's bottled at the beginning of a mixture. As far as the knedel is concerned, that oil has been there a while. This is now the end of the taroves. The knedel, when you take it out of the soup, it's the original mixture of the knedel with the oil, which is still there. But now it dropped to below 60. but it's still some oil. There's no bitul at the end of a tarovis. There's only bitul at the beginning of a tarovis, not at the end of a tarovis. So if, as far as the knedel is concerned, that stays also. That's what the machaber paskens. The pot is mutter, but the knedel is also. Okay, we'll stop here. Excellent. Very good.
Only the guys will come.